Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want any trouble. Just get out.
Oh, shit.
Especially after last night.
You got a point there, hot stuff. And if sex with the rest of you is half as good as it was with her, then I think we're all going to get along just fine.
Yay!
But no, Peter, you can't have sex with the kid.
Well, I wish you told him that before he lost his memory. It was a joke. I was just making a joke.
That's your sense of humor?
I was just kidding. God.
Meg, that's awful.
Geez, you open your mouth for a joke once and that's what you come up with?
That's messed up, Meg.
I was just trying to be funny.
That wasn't funny. That was just dark.
Yeah, that's your father.
Oh, get out, Meg. Get out of the kitchen. Go on. Get out. Out, out, out. Out of the kitchen. Go on. Get out of here.
Yo, what's cracking, y'all? The Dagger, Slap Sundays, Bang Out Radio, L.A., West Coast all day. Hope y'all happy with whatever y'all got going on right now. I know some of y'all may be mad at the Super Bowl. Some of y'all may be happy. I don't know. I didn't bet no money on it, so, I don't care either way. But before we get things started, of course, shout out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. There is no Slap Sundays. There is no award shows. And by the way, let me shout that out as well. www.iaamawards.com is going down, y'all. Make sure y'all go vote for your top artists, top independent artists in a whole lot of categories, your favorite producers, favorite videos, favorite movie directors. Make sure y'all get in there. The award show is coming very, very soon, all right? Been a tough week. I don't know what we're going to get into this Slap Sundays. Like I said, it's pretty open right now. So just whatever pops into my head, whatever goes on, make sure if you ever want to call in, talk to me, holler at us, 661-621-7559. You press 1 to holler at me or you can just listen in. Also, make sure if you want to send in your music, send in your if you ever want to get set up an interview, if you want, you know, producers, directors, anybody, if you want to set up something, get at me on the email as well. And this is also where you need to send in your independent music as well. All MP3 format, because that just works the best, all right? dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right? So make sure you get at us. Make sure you let us know what's going on. Make sure you keep us in rotation with y'all so we can keep y'all in rotation with us, because that's how we're doing here on Bang Out Radio, you know, one of the top sites for all independent artists. So make sure you fuck with us, all right? But we're going to get right into the music straight out the gate, all right? How do I feel this Slap Sundays? Like I said, y'all, I'm completely just winging it today because I'm completely unprepared, was a little bit short, waited till the last minute to do some things. We're gonna get into that. I'll let y'all know what's going on. But to start it off, we're going to do it like this. All right, Earth, swinging. Let's go.
Swing.
Yeah. That's how it gotta be, swinging so hard I never fall like Autumn Leaf. Copy me, I consider that flattery. Why? I beat the track up, call it battery. Yo, some cats are mad at me because I'm in a different time, I'm in a different galaxy. And actually, I'ma spit it quite factually. My crew is so fly, bro, we never heard of gravity. Whoa, bro, swinging. Rotone's a beast, so I keep my nuts hanging. And you may think that's disgusting, the way that I'm busting will keep y'all disgusting. The fact that my swing's on smash, got a marathon grind, you on a 40-yard dash. So I suggest that you change your cleats, cause we out making moves, you move in your seat.
What you doing, bruh? Swinging. Ain't nothing to it, huh? Swinging. What you doing, bruh? Swinging. Ain't nothing to it, huh? Swinging. Look. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes?
Mr. Knowing I'm harder than mother dudes. Bite like a pit bull, leave a scar vicious. Make him see red like he on a Mars mission. No, you cannot swing with the best. Make him hit the rock hard like I sailed in and wrecked. And my money build up like I'm mailing in checks. The girls want me and the guys want to be. Why? Why am I swinging so hard? Cause I got the best part with the ostrich seat. 24 karat gold rims on the feet. And I know Reptilo, Spanish from a reptile pillow. Crocodile Brillo, call me Swing Zillow. And I want it all like yellow. Submarine tail with the coat to match. And a sack of gas in the swing to match.
Hey, what you doing, bruh? Swinging. Ain't nothing to it, huh? Swinging. What you doing, bruh? Swinging. Ain't nothing to it, huh? Swinging. Look. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes? Swinging. You see these eyes?
They can't
like the right. I'm just too fly like a bird's flight. Itching to see me like mosquito bites. And when they see me, they drop me like fireflies. You can't deny my magic touch. That you need in your life. Is that your girl? You might wanna cover her eyes. Cause when I pass by, she's winking her left eye. My TLC, the birds and the bees. You can't shred like me, I foresee. You're too weak, it's a guarantee. I'm too fresh, it's a guarantee. No debate, uncertainty. You see my name in the marquee. Main event you wanna see. I got the keys to the city.
Hey, what you doing, bro? Swinging. Ain't nothing to it, huh? I'm heavy in the game, pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the pocket, pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the game, beat, 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 bullet, get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game, pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the pocket, pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the game, beat, 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 bullet, get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game, pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the pocket, pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the game. Beat, 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 beat. Get the money, fuck the pain.
Luda, rock, ready. Big head switches, pom poms loud. Big bread, Bentley. Gotti line, granddaddy, Skywalker. Keys to the charger. Yo, bitch is my new starter. Her and all her partners call me Roddy 700. She hood to money game, sipping bros, they getting blunted. I'm smashing in that Rari, smoking joints and knocking Marley. Y'all go hard in the paint, bitch, I'm
your mailbox.
Pocket full of old white dead big heads. Getting topped off with my drop, that's what I call drop head. It's HB, DPG, FMG, period. We ain't getting money, nigga, is you serious?
Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket, pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the game. Beat, 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 bullet, get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket, pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the game. Beat, 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 bullet, get the money, fuck the fame.
Pocket full of dead guys, we smoking like a train. Look me in my eyes when you talking, and I do the same. Stacks full of dead guys, got more on the way. Call it day of the dead, we about to have us a parade, huh, and celebrate. It's G-Hood Money Gang, and we own the things, and moving like the money train. Get money, man, like DPG. Get money, man, like Hustle Boys ENT. We running things, and really, it ain't hard to see. We getting money, man, the homies got a lot of cheese. Enough of me, enough of them, you know we bout to eat. It's the money game, you know the money team.
Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, 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 bullet, get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, 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 bullet, get the money, fuck the fame.
Money. Money. Okay, I hustle
all day.
Heavy in the streets, money on fat. Pockets on obese, first you hustle hard. Grind non-stop, build your clientele and never tell where your stash spot. Money game business, heavy on the block. I'm like a tangle rope, I stay with a knot. I done fucked a lot of hoes, call me you Hefner. I'm all about the money, like a bank teller. My shot crazy good, call me Reggie Miller. I kill you and the bitch nigga next to her. Wow,
pockets full of dead folks. We on the grind heavy when you dead, bro.
Pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in pocket. Pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the game. Deep, deep, deep. Look, get the money, fuck the pain. Pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in pocket. Pocket full of dead guys. I'm heavy in the game. Deep, deep, deep. Look, get the money, fuck the pain.
Matches.
Try setting it on fire.
Wait, I want your name right now.
My name is Hamid.
Spell that!
Okay, Hamid.
Check out my boy the Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
Yeah, we're back. Slap Sundays the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. And again, real quick shout out to anybody that's actually listening to my voice right now and anybody who's shown Bang Out Radio support from the jump, because, like I said, without y'all, there is no Bang Out Radio. Wouldn't nothing be going on either. We wouldn't have no music to be playing. We wouldn't have no support. So I got to thank y'all, because you guys got the ones that got to talk about it, because like I keep saying all the time, I can tell people that we got good things going on. I can tell people I got a good show. I can tell people that, you know, my other co-hosts throughout the week all have good shows. But, I mean, nobody's going to believe that. But you guys go out there and tell them that. Then they're going to believe it. You know what I'm saying? Word of mouth. So go ahead, spread the word. When you see the links pop up, spread the links. If you got people that's out there trying to do music, let them know to come fuck with us, all right? And we're going to get them out there. We're going to get them heard. We're going to get them in rotation. So I will always find a place for music. So we'll find somewhere for it. But, yeah, y'all, this week has been really, really rough for me. And I guess in a sense I want to start with just, like, I got to learn how to say no. And that's one of the main things, one of the main problems I have right now is that I can't really say no. And let me also rephrase that. I can say no, but I can't say no to those people that I actually care about. And the cold part is that the people that you care about is the ones that can do you the most dirty sometimes, that can get you caught up in the most shit. So that's just where I'm at with a lot of things right now, because As the show goes on today, I'll explain some of the things that's been going on this week and why I feel that way, where if I would have just said no, or if I would have just said fuck it from jump, then I wouldn't be in the situation I'm in now. But on a lighter note, something I saw kind of funny today. Now, if you've been with my show from the beginning, you know the job that I have now, a nigga went through some ups and downs with that job. Now, let's just long story short, basically I got hired at a good job. I got fired by this bitch who's just, you know, the Barbie doll type. If you don't jock me, or if you don't kiss up to me, then you ain't got no job. Basically, that's what it worked out to. I didn't kiss up, so I got fired. She fired me. Then I found out that she got fired, and then I got hired back because the people rolled for me and they looked out for me because they knew me getting fired was fucked up. So that's just long story short with that bitch. But come to find out, it was funny. I was at a friend of mine's house today, and I'm driving up the street, and the church is right, and there's a church right next door. I see the bitch walking to church with her husband and family, playing the whole good wife, poster child, poster family type shit, which is awesome bullshit, because like I said, if you've been here for jump, you know that I know she's been fucking around on her husband all the time. She always thinks this, that. She ain't had no job. She's probably going to church so she can get help from Jesus while finding a new job or something, because the bitch was all, but I wanted to see. Here's the part that messed me up, because this is also the part, because like I said, I could be a real asshole when I want to be. Now, I need to start being an asshole just for no reason, although it's not good, but I think I would feel better a little bit. Now, the only thing that saved her, really, I think, was the fact that she was with her family, that she was on her way to church. Because originally I was going to cut her off like, what's up now, you know, laugh in her face. You know, I could have been a real, real janky with it. Like, you know, we still talk about you at work. I mean, it's not in a good way, but, I mean, everybody talks about you. Like, hey, how's the job search? You know, I could have really gotten in her head about some shit real quick. But then it's like, also, like, what the point? What's the point? I mean, would I have really felt better by doing that? Would it have accomplished anything? Would her husband would have got irate that I would have to beat up an old man with her kids right there? I mean, what would have happened? And would I have given a fuck? I don't know. Because she put me through a whole lot of shit through that whole little time right that happened right there, having me start all over with my benefits and all kind of shit. But I mean, but then other people say, just be happy with what you have now and just move forward, which is kind of what I did. But part of me was like, man, I should have did something or said something. Probably knocked the wig off her head like I thought about doing when she was going to fire me, or when she did fire me, when I was going to slap her across the table, but I let that go. Now, you know what I mean? We ain't at work. You know, these are the streets right here, so, I mean, anything goes out here. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody here to protect you. Although I wouldn't have did nothing like that, but still, you know, I would have ran my motherfucking mouth. But I don't know. Like I said, George, a lot of times I would feel I would be in total right to be an asshole, but then other times it's like, what is that going to do? What is that going to prove? What's gonna be the next move after that? I don't know, y'all. Good, bad, happy, sad. Like I said, be better than me. Some of y'all, like I said, but everybody, I wanted to do it, though. I do want to do it. If I had the moment to do it over again, I think I would do it again. See, when I face it the moment, right when it's supposed to happen, you know, I always do the good thing or play the good guy role, you know. I just got to be the bad guy from jump one day and just say, fuck it. And I would have been right. I think I would have been right. But that's just one thing. We got so much more to get into. But we're going to get back into these slappers, all right, because I got so many of them right here on Slap Sunday. So, Ashton Martin, I know you know somebody because I know somebody too. We're still waiting for the video, man. As soon as the video drops, let it be known. All right, let's go.
I'm in the club, then I'm going ham. Somewhere in Birmingham, I mean damn. Hey, this bitch named Pam, she said my song damn. I mean, hey, she said where you stay. I told her in the D. She a geek, said I like her chain. I think that shit is me. Fucking gnarly, you should join my party. Shouty, we should meet. Yeah, the sweet, thank for body weak. You should come and see. See your man, you know he's a square. But he got that guap, say he rap. She with all that money, why his titty drop? Cause he not, plus he always pay on everything he ain't. By the way, my name's circulating all around his face. But you think, cause I'm riding dolo, body full of polo. For the promo, I'll jump out the polo, hit you like a polo.
If you got it, so I'm chillin' for the moment. Show me my opponent, bet you he don't want it. Yo, whatever the heat is, yo, you best believe Breeze on it. I don't think you get it. Shit you talking, man, I live it. Before people saying, my black card had no limit. These new rappers is gimmicks. Nigga, I'm really in it. I'm about to bust. Wait, bitch, give me a minute. But I don't mean to cuss. I just want you to feel it. Yo, my vision vivid, cause I am lifted, boy. I get it. I remember living next to the house with no ceilings. What we call the trap house, where a nigga made a million minus a couple bodies found. I would say I made a killing. When I die, you know I got it, cause I gave it to my children. You did? I get it. I get it. It don't matter how you hustle as long as you seeing digits. I get it, I get it. Went from running the whole block to running my own business. I get it, I get it. Straight stunting on you niggas and balling on all you bitches. I get it, I get it. Money, music, marijuana, I fit it because I'm in it. You know I get it, cause all my niggas got it. I don't carry pistols, let my little nigga cock it. My nigga stay high, I'm flying with the pilot. Your chick say you don't get it, that's why that hoe all on my dick. I'm on that clean shit, you don't mean shit. I push one button and the car starts. How convenient, money over a bitch. Music, I'm about that shit. Nails roll the weed up, my nigga, I smoke a lot of it. Just call me Michael Vick, I do this 7 days a week. Turn it to a dog fight, my nigga, and get that ass beat. I ran the street, actually still run the street. That shit you get for 65, I get it for the free. HGMG, bitch, you heard me. I've been getting it, I can retire when I'm 33. Call it a burglary, cause all my niggas with it. I talk it cause I live it. Fuck a million, try a billion, motherfucker. I get it, I get it. It don't matter how you hustle as long as you seeing digits. I get it, I get it. Went from running the whole block to running my own business. I get it, I get it. Straight stunting on you niggas and balling on all you bitches. I get it, I get it. Money, music, marijuana, I get it because I'm in it.
I told you niggas I get it. Now let's get back to business. Okay. Chilling with a couple freaks who like fucking sucking and spending. That's pimping. Pay attention, 1 minute can change your life. See my vision and come get with it. Cups and a couple switches, two sluts, I don't fuck with bitches. Cutting money over those and my trust is stuck in the middle. Stuffing bucks in my denim, ducking, dodging the system. Me and my nigga Breeze got this weed and we bout to kill him. Balling before the scrimmage, tatted before the image. Running the new school while these niggas getting suspended. I take a smoke break, then I'm back at it. Chasing money all day, I'm a cash addict. And I ain't got nothing to say unless it's mathematics. Your shit just ain't adding up, you got a bad balance. That's tragic, still fucking with the ratchets. I'm about to drop off this package and I'm smashing.
I get it, I get it. I get it, I get it.
Thank you. I don't want to die.
Well, Beavis, I think we have to, like, resort to caminalism.
What's that?
It's like in that movie Alive. We have to, like, start eating ourselves.
Really? I don't want to eat myself.
No, it's like we got to eat each other's legs and stuff. So I'm going to eat your leg first, because I'm hungrier.
Okay.
But before I eat your leg, I'm going to have to kill you.
Okay, but I get to kill you next, because I'm hungry too.
Okay.
Yeah, we're back. Slap Sunday, the Dagger, Bang Out Radio, L.A., West Coast all day. Again, thanks for being here. Let's go straight to the phone lines. About to bring in my girl, M.I.A., Mia, in the building, chilling, hanging. How you doing today?
What's good? Just chilling, just over here posted, rolling up a kiss plan, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm jealous. Nigga, all out of
getting
bounds.
Getting ready tonight. For that smoke session, you know.
Nigga, all out of bounds tonight. No drink, no weed. I'm just feel just naked today over here. But it's all good.
Oh, Dagger, we're going to have to fix that problem. I tell you, you're going to come straight over here and do it big.
Nah, for sure. I mean, this has been a long couple of days. It's just amazing how, you know, life, and I always say life is like roller coasters, ups, downs, you know, it's just all kind of shit going on. But
it'll be
okay. Like I said, I'm gonna get into the dumb shit that happened to me a little bit later. But something that was interesting today, the homegirl took me out to a hookah bar. Now, I've never been to a hookah bar. I've never hookahed before. The Dagger doesn't hookah, so. It was an interesting experience. Am I you ever been to a hookah bar?
Yes, I've actually been to a hookah bar before. The first time I've been to one, I actually was doing a show with Low Diggs, and I just totally like passed out because it was so smoky, and they smoke all different types of flavors of tobacco, like in there.
Now this is what amazes me about a hookah bar. It's like smoking without smoking. Like that's an amazing thing to me, because like you said, it's all kind of different flavored tobacco, but there's no nicotine or any of that extra added stuff in it. So it's like you're just smoking flavor. Like I couldn't understand it to me. It was perplexing to me, and it was just weird.
And it's weird how it goes down too, because you don't actually feel it until like you blow that shit out. You be like, wow.
And where we went, she took me to where it was called Hollywood Hookah. So we went out there, and like I said,
you
I
talking about the one where the tattoo shop?
I don't know. I wasn't paying that much attention. We actually went on like a Wednesday, so it wasn't as popping as it is. But it's her spot though. She'd be all excited about, shoot, Hollywood Hookah, that's my spot. On Saturdays it'd be cracking. They got the DJ, you gotta wait in line an hour outside. And I'm like, for what? Really? Wait outside an hour to smoke but not smoke? Like,
I mean, maybe it's in there loaded, you get your drink and you feeling good and the party's
no,
going
no
and got
alcohol.
The damn lights.
No alcohol, I mean, where I was.
Yeah, no alcohol, of course.
No, they didn't serve alcohol.
People be up here and there loaded.
They did not serve no alcohol in the hookah bar I was at. And it was funny because I'm sitting down, because keep in mind, like I said, this is the first time I've ever been to a hookah bar. So I sit down, and they give you a menu like it's a restaurant. And they got all these different kind of, like hookah combinations, like this flavor with a mango juice or a pineapple juice or orange juice with this and that. And I'm like... And I'm looking, like, she's all excited, like, she's like a kid at the candy store. I'm just looking, like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, not
yeah,
no
they food. Have a lot of different flavors. Kind of like weed, huh?
Yeah, I wish it was, though. That's what I was, this would be so much more cracking if it was weed. That's all I could think about was, like, so I'm sitting there, like I said, well, I'm not trying to be a party pooper. I'm trying to see what's up, ooh, boy, whatever. Now, the place was nice. It was a nice little hookah bar. The place was nice that we went to. I mean, nice little get-down, nice little chair area. They bring over this whole big-ass bong and shit with, like, the flame rocks on top, however the little setup is. But, I mean, you don't got to do nothing but smoke. So we're sitting there smoking and everything. And now I'm trying to chill. But like I'm saying, it's not doing what we did. We did some shit with a 7-Up bottom or whatever. So it's like I was It's like I was inhaling. I could taste it. Like I was inhaling 7-Up. Like, so I'm like, okay, but now what?
You blow it out, and then you be like, awesome, dizzy and shit.
But I mean, is that the point to just feel dizzy? Like, I mean, just and the clincher to the whole night with this whole little shit was when I found out it cost like $50 per thing, and that was basically like average. I think some places even more expensive than everything. So this has to be the most amazing way to get white people and everybody to spend extra money to want to think that they're cool by smoking, and they're really not. Because if they get people for like $50 to $100 per little session, and you only get 2 hours, you only get an hour or two to get through your whole hookah or whatever, or you got to buy another one. And it's only three people per hookah. So if you go in there deep, then everybody got to, oh, man, they get
you. Got your own table, you got to wait, and you know, you got to smoke. See, where I was, it was more by Knott's Berry Farm, so it was, like, real packed. It was, like, probably about 10 people to a hookah. Like, it was a whole party, so it was cool. I mean, but I guess that's how they do it in Hollywood. They make their money charging that $50, having three people, you know, sitting there to smoke some hookah, 7-Up, you know, lemon. All that shit, strawberry, they got orange, they got whatever you want.
And they had the world's biggest hookah. They had a big sign on says the world's biggest hookah or whatever. But then at the same time, they had another sign right under that said, please do not touch or use. But it's like, okay, well, what's the point of having it? Why would you, I don't get that. Like, why, if you're promoting this thing, I understand you don't want people messing it up, whoop or whatever, but you still got to find a way to get some supervision on that thing so it can be used. I mean, who wouldn't want to use the world's largest hookah then? I mean, if that's supposed
for
to be.
For real, right? Really, for the people who go in every day.
Yeah, like, come on, y'all. This could be a trademark here, but no, you can just look at it over here in the corner. It's just a side piece. I mean, who, what the fuck is that? I don't get it. Hookah, but I mean, that's just part one of my little hookah experience. Like I said, there was some woman in there that I'm gonna talk about in a second when we get back from a couple more stoppers, because her fucking Mexican ass was tripping me the fuck out. You know, one of those I like to call it like the MTV generation. I don't know if I've said this on the show before, but what I mean about the MTV generation is that she's completely like plugged in. Like you can just tell her type, her attitude, her demeanor, how she carries herself. You know what I mean? You can tell she's one of them type of bitches. So we're going to come back and talk about that bitch.
We're going to come back and talk about that bitch
in just a second. But we're going to get on this anime by JC. We'll be back.
Turn it. on me, they say I'm the type to keep. That's all true, I keep it all real. Gotta know it all about you before I make the deal. I'm finna kill, murder the game. You ain't tryna get money, that's a damn shame. I want to find the things, I gotta have it all. I'm stunting on you, her, and all of y'all. I be on the beach, my margarita sipping. I be in your club, my bartender sipping. Team of the baddest, we ain't never tripping. I'ma get it and keep it flipping.
Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb, yeah, I run it.
Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer on you hoes. Hammer on you hoes. Going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer. Going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer. Going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer. Going hammer on you hoes.
Lady Cam.
Lady Cam. They say, damn, I ain't even know she rap. I ain't even know she write. Got a little dirty, so I swag in a body like that. But the boys wanna dance all night. If the roof on fire, let it burn. Ain't my turn, I ain't concerned. Ain't my song, don't turn it on. Knock me down and make me strong. Pin the phone, try knock me down. Won't put my brakes, ain't stopping now. Got my girls on deck, demand respect. You don't, you won't be found. Ha, divas and we crazy like. Ballin' and we lady like. Yeah, we gettin' education. Don't be scared to make me wife. Don't be scared to make it right. Say bad boys and make them nice. My name Lady Cam, you gon' be my fake tonight. Don't be acting fake tonight. Knew you since about 8 tonight. Tryna get my fake tonight. Well, get up out my face tonight. Pray before I lay. Stack my cash and let it bake. Well, get it if you got it. If you don't get out the way, say, I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body. And every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it. I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. Yes, I'm a lady, baby. Haters inspire me, a queen of my craft. I should empower me. Talk behind my back. What? Now you desire me. Funny how people change when you get the lottery. No need to sign a lot. They still gon' follow me. Try to get you on a song, and now you wanna bother me. L-A-D-Y-C to the A-M. Won't you look me in the eye to see if I'm playing? You worry about tricking and fame. I'm trying to get published and paid. Put some of them tricks in my name and put a few cats in the game. Cause what y'all talking is lame, and why y'all walking the same? I rep the women who got it with or without a man, and rep them fellas who got it and who be getting the change. I'm not as sink as you drunk, I am, baby, I am insane. See, I pray before I lay, stack my cash and let it bake. Well, get it if you got it, if you don't get out the way, say,
I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited. I get it, I got it, I'm here to rock your body, and every time I do it, all the people get excited.
Oh boy, get nude, please get nude, please get nude.
Tina, you don't have to spy on me, you're my husband. Come on in.
Oh boy, no fooling? Oh boy! Wait a minute, something's happening in my pants. In the front this time.
That's all right, Tina. It just means you're excited. That's the way it's supposed to be between a husband and wife. It means you want to make love.
But I forget how to make love.
That's okay. I'll show you. Just follow my lead.
Yeah, we're back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. L.A., West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, chilling, maxing, relaxing. Got my girl M.I.A. hanging with me. Hold on, let's get her back in. Hold on. Doo-doo. Press the button. Press the button. Come on, you can do it.
Hello.
There it is. We in the game. What's up, man? You back? Good, chilling.
Yeah, I'm back, chilling.
Oh man, but yeah, but as we were saying before the break, like this like I said, I was at the hookah bar, first time at the hookah bar, and then, like I said, this lady was really fucking up my first experience at a hookah bar because, like I said, she was what I like to call MTV generation, and let me explain that just a little bit further. I see the world as, like, you're either plugged in or you're plugged out, or you're either plugged in or you're unplugged. Now, the closest thing I can relate this to is the Matrix movies and the series. So if you're familiar with this, you should know what I'm talking about. And what I mean is that a lot of y'all are plugged, y'all are jacked in. You know, you're plugged into all this, the stuff, the music videos, the what you think is supposed to be hot. You're basically copying what you see or what people are putting out there in order to base your own general opinion around that and your style and whatever, however you are and how you get down. You're basing it around that. And you're using that to determine how you live your life. And I don't think that's right, and I don't think that's proper. So that's what I consider plugged in. And why I keep using the Matrix thing is because it's like some of y'all will fight for this type of reality. You ever dealt with those people or been around people that are like, that if you try to hit them with some realness or some honesty about something, they don't know how to handle it. You know, they get upset, they fight back.
Yeah, they just hit you with some, like, aggressive, like, oh, fuck you and all that, you know?
You wasn't even trying to come at them sideways. It's just like, you know, they'd be all wrapped up into something that's like, mm-hmm. man, it's really not that true. Or, you know, you got to be all like that. Yeah, like I said, you see those people who are, like, really, like, hardcore? Like, you ever seen any of these, like, super hardcore Beyonce fans? And then you say something wrong about Beyonce, and they're willing to slit your throat over that girl, somebody they never met, them type of people.
That's crazy.
These are the type of people that I like to call it, they're plugged in. You know,
That's very plugged in.
Yeah, no matter what.
They won't touch it. They fight, and they're going to do whatever it takes to get out there, get their shit played. And that's what it takes, you know, if you really want to do this, if you really, you know, love, you know, hip-hop music, everything, R&B, everything about it, if you really have it inside, you know, then, of course, you're going to fight for it. But, you know, taking it to the extreme, those levels is, you know, really crazy because what you put out is what you're going to get back. So it's just how you do things, you know?
Yeah, and that's the part that was amazing because, like I said, this woman that was there, because, like I said, I'm chilling with the homegirl, and there's, like, a group of, like, five of them. It's, like, or four. There's, like, three girls, one guy, and I think from what I could pick up, it was, like, the guy's birthday. But the girl was more one of those, like, she became one of those irritating bitches. Like, first of all, she had a tattoo on her face. You know how I feel about
what
bitches
that
got tattoos
on
their faces. You already know
what,
how
what
I feel.
What was it?
It was like an upside down L over her eye. I think it was like over her left eye. I guess it was like a little vine or something like that, but it looked like an L shape that like went around her eyes, like above her eyebrow, down the side of her face.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this. I'm like, already. And number two, she's one of those, like, I don't give a fuck type bitches. Like I said, I don't know. She couldn't have been high unless she got drunk or whatever before she came in there, because you can't get high at a hookah bar. So that wasn't the excuse for the way she was acting. But she was like, she's like one of them bitches, like she had on a skirt, and every time she would like get up or move or whatever, you know, ass would be all out, but she didn't care that her ass was out. You know what I mean? It was her friends that would be like, man, pull that down. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? Like, one of them type of bitches.
Yeah, I can't be around that. Like, I can't be babysitting while I'm trying to have fun. Like, I got a homegirl who's like, oh, man, when she gets loaded, that's it. Like, she turns into a straight just.
And it's one of them straight bitches that was like, but all these bitches hating, and like, or like when there was a song playing and she was playing and she would like change the words of the song, like, fuck these bitches,
yeah,
they all haters. Like, they're like, no, bitch, ain't nobody hating on yo. Oh, my God. And then I also felt bad because it's like, you just so lucky right now talking about, oh, I got $1,000 in my pocket right now, so can't nobody tell me shit, this, that. It's like, bitch, you just so lucky some of the homegirls ain't here right now. But she's just so lucky right now because, number one, if you're successful, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and all that or whatever, you don't have to floss your shit. You don't have to talk about it. Number one.
Yeah, exactly.
Number two, bitch, you must be doing something that's this close to hoeing. Because you ain't got no regular job to be out here doing what the fuck you're doing and the way you're acting right now for you to have no regular job. So you're not fooling me. And then their whole conversation is like, yeah, we're going out to the clubs. We be in the clubs all the night. I mean, we got an after-hour spot that's always cracking. They love our type of entertainment. I wonder what type of entertainment you be doing, bitch. I wonder what type of entertainment you be doing. Like, I could read it between the lines on some shit.
Yeah, you know? For real. Like, what do you really, you know, how you acting, you flowing money, you got your, you know, ass out, you know, while you're actually out, you know, with your friends and stuff. You know, if you're having fun, if you're loaded, you're drunk, whatever, but if you just don't care, then that's just totally different, and that's
and
not
I mean,
cool.
And one of them dropped something on the ground or whatever, and I guess it went underneath the little seat or whatever. This bitch bends over and gets, but like all fours bends over. Like, I didn't notice her bend over, but then I look over, and, like, whole ass is just, like, literally, like, doggy-style position up in the air, like, while she's looking under the shit and everything. Like, just don't care.
Don't care.
And I'm like, wow, like, for real? Like, this is the bitches that I be talking about. This is the shit, but why she got thousands of dollars, or even if she does or whatever in her pocket right now, because there's some thirsty niggas out there or whatever that's giving her this money to probably have her around them. And I would not want this girl around me whatsoever.
Yeah, however she's making her money, it's just like, you know, she's doing her. But at the end of the day, when you out with people and you having fun and you just, you know, you just don't act like that. If really, if you're the only one in that circle acting like that, and it's like, what the fuck is going on with you inside your head right now at this moment? You're only smoking hookah. Like,
but that's what also what I'm saying too, bitch. You're in a hookah bar on a Wednesday fucking night. You know what I mean? You're not that popular. You must not be that popular because I know there's something more cracking on a Wednesday night besides right here where we're at. Because we just chilling. You know what I mean? Bitch, you're blowing yourself up like you need to be in somebody's penthouse somewhere, this, that, ooh, but you sitting up here hookahing. Or is that how you say it? Hookahing? Whatever it is. You sitting up here in a hookah bar or whatever, not doing the motherfucking thing but running your damn mouth. Come on now. You ain't fooling me. You overcompensating for something, or you just really not as bomb as you think you are. And this is what I be talking about, y'all. You don't have to overexert yourself, because she probably would have been cute if she wasn't acting the way she was, and she would have took that damn tattoo off her fucking face and everything.
But you'll be very surprised. You'll be very surprised how people act nowadays and how they be out and how things just affect them, you know, because so many people is really caught up in what's going on, you know, in other people's life and just trying to be this bad person and, you know, have money and flaunt it and go shopping and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you still have to educate yourself, because what are you going to do with this money and all this, you know, high status when you get there if you're not educated about anything? You out getting drunk at a hookah bar, not drunk, but, you know, turns up, you know. $1,000. You're flying $1,000. That shit was like nothing. You kind of spend that shit in a month. You know what I mean? Or before that.
And I have no problem with getting turned up, y'all. Like I said, get turned up, enjoy yourself, do what you got to do. But at the same time, there's a way to go about this. It's getting turned up, and then there's just sloppy, just dumb ridiculousness. And this is what I'm talking about, because it's like me and people that I deal with and I associate with, I call us, we're unplugged. It's like we can jack into that whenever we want to. You know, we're living in the real world, but then every now and then we go get in the chair and be like, okay, jack me in. And then we jack in. And then we go fuck with y'all and party and woo-woo or whatever. But then we know when it's time to jack out, when it's time to go back to the real world. Some of y'all stuck in there, and that's the cool part. We're trying to free your mind. We're trying to get y'all away from all that, all right?
Yeah, because last night I was turned up. I ain't going to lie. You know, I have fun. And I went to a couple of clubs in Hollywood. We got turned down by one, though. It was just on some other stuff. But, I really had fun. So I was pretty plugged in last night, but I don't think I was acting like that. But I'm in the real world right now. I'm relaxed today. I watched the Super Bowl, you know. And just chilling, you know, getting ready for work and everything. So, fuck it. You know, you just got to know how to have fun. And you got to know how to just, you know, be educated and handle your business and handle yourself, you know, at the same time.
There it is. So, we're going to get the Daggers double play. Then we're going to come back with the dumb nigga of the week. All right. Y'all be surprised who the dumb nigga of the week is. So, I'll get to him in a second. All right. We'll be right back after the Daggers double play. Let's go.
You just bring me on first.
Oh, shit. Right now. The Dagger. Yo Mama Production.
We got another one.
There is, I'm gonna need to put some fuck on that. When you mix that down.
Yeah. I'ma tease y'all with the hook real quick. Riz, bring it in once real quick.
It's a booty big, yeah. It's a booty song,
yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl, show it.
Come
all
on.
Show it all. Show it all.
Yeah, that was just a sample. But now we're gonna get ready. Now that y'all know what I'm on, you know I know what this song's about. If you got ass, bring it to the dance floor.
It's a booty band.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
A booty song.
Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all. It's a booty band.
Yeah.
It's a booty song.
Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all.
Y'all ready?
Show it all.
Ladies, how you doing?
Daggerton.
To help you represent, you tried to squeeze your ass in a skirt.
Nope, didn't fit.
When it comes to butt, you got a grip. Don't you ever be a chick at all in no booty. Having bitches hanging on your neck. As for me, I'm loving it. Pick it up and drop it low. Move that ass and take it fast or get close and
ride slow.
Let me see your rodeo. Show me how to
booty ride.
Smooth skin,
gotta glide.
I may even slip and slide. I ain't even got a lot to turn around and disapprove. Arch it back and make it clap. I love the way you execute. Another plus, kinda cute. Smell it good, need to take a last chick. Had a lot of butt, but had a butterface. Be careful when you see your booty, even though it's round and brown. He's ugly with no titty.
What happened
when she turns around? I ain't here to clown, I'm only here to speak the truth and hope that every woman with a booty out there getting loose.
It's a booty band,
yeah.
It's a booty song.
Come on, yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all. It's a booty band,
yeah.
It's a booty song.
Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all.
Tell me why you like to scare. Let the dagger make it clearer. Just pretend that you at home by yourself in the mirror. I know how women do. You look at what your booty do. Practice makes perfect. When you're ready, show it all, boo. Up and down the avenue, in the club or on the pole. That booty got a lot of jelly, baby. Can you make it roll? Show me that you in control. Confident without a fear. I'll grab you like I'm Scorpion and tell that ass.
Get over here.
Sorry that I jumped the gun. Dagger's starting to have fun. You can't even hide that ass. So arch it back and give me some. Or turn and run away. The dagger don't got time to play. That bitch got so much booty that she put the rest on layaway. Think I'm gonna pay to play.
Nope.
Never, bitch, go get your own. You got a booty, but you broke. Leave me
the fuck alone.
Dagger doesn't pay to play. So
okay.
A trick I'll never be.
Nope.
Or closer to a pimp. Cause some bitches always paying me.
It's a booty band.
Yeah.
It's a booty song.
Yeah.
Put that arch
for
in
real.
Your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all. It's a booty band.
Yeah.
It's a booty song.
Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show
come
it
on.
All. Show it
you got the biggest ass I ever seen up on the Atlas. You got on granny panties.
Yeah.
Bitch, not attractive. I hate it when a woman got a booty, but she treated wrong. Booty shorts, boy shorts, G-string, or a thong. It's all a booty needer. Don't wear any, let it breathe. Plus the tan above it makes me smile like I'm saying. Gotta stop and freeze, let the booty wobble by. Heels are like hydraulics to a booty, got it sitting high. Do you be getting high, power feels a just trick. I do them all in once. I'm going hard, don't got a thing. I need a hypey chick, thick. I don't need a square, but if you want to come to the
more so.
I'll take you there. We can do it anywhere. Trust I'll treat that body well and have you please screaming for the dagger like I'm 112. Met a chick, her dad was black, her mama was a Navajo. Worked her booty like a pro, I screamed out.
Is the booty band?
Yeah.
Is the booty song?
Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all. Is the booty band?
Yeah.
Is the booty song?
Yeah.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all.
All right. I'm really fucking losing it on this one.
This straight jacket don't fit no
more. Yeah. The dark side. Yeah.
I told you that I'm crazy. Y'all think that I'll be playing games. I crack skulls open just to pick at your brain. What's your name? It doesn't matter. Cause because of your chatter, I'm gonna hang you from the roof. Damn, I can't find the ladder.
Fuck it,
strap him to the wall. Where's the hammers and nails? I'm about to get medieval on him, have it begging for help. Then grab a back, crack both arms, legs, and two ribs. Don't wanna miss nothing, so I ripped off his eyelids. Kill your kids in front of you. You telling them it's bedtime. Erase your whole existence. Kill him off your bloodline. Rip out the nigga's teeth. Have a laugh while his mouth leaks. And being asked, hey, you want something to eat? I thought not. 10 fingers, 10 toes. Break them all. Jab, jab, right cross. Uppercut. Break your joint. Took me for a joke. Now I'm showing you no sympathy. Cut your fucking head off
and put you out your misery.
I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. Hell yeah, I'm crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 nigga.
I'm really crazy, 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 crazy.
You know I'm crazy, crazy, crazy.
crazy you are.
These niggas ain't crazy, they perfectly sane. I'ma live lame like spark butane. Keep thinking I'm a bitch once I pull out the fifth. Plus 12 shots, then reload the clip. Your thoughts change, where I hang. Great rags, great strains, I bang. Switch hits for no man, ask me where I'm from and then I'm throwing up the foe man. This is not gangsta grills, but they run when I speak from the cannon. Cannon, shots span from here to Japan. Touch any clan, if I am not the man, Time Warner, cause my bullets in demand. Man, you on the couch finna be pummeled by the plan. Pulverized with precision if you fucking with the fans. ARs and AKs, the law of the land. I'm the governor, you niggas ain't
crazy like I am. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm fucking crazy, crazy, crazy. Hell yeah, I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. You know I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. I'm really crazy, crazy, crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy. I told you that I'm crazy, y'all niggas still don't get it yet. Record your whole murder scene, post it on the internet. See how many hits I get.
Warning, this'll make you sick.
I popped out his eyes and fed him his own fingertips. Anyone can get it, nigga, anytime, any day. Cut off both his feet, now we hopping like who's the kid. Begging me for freedom, only freedom is death. I'm ripping through your bone and flesh, rip your heart out your chest. You not impressed yet? Okay, put a hook in his back. Strap both arms full till they rip or they snap. Break your back, but don't paralyze him. I want the nigga feeling pain. Plus the rage of anybody speaking my name. Like I said, I'll pick your brain like I'm Hannibal, the cannibal. Grind you down to brown sugar.
I don't need D'Angelo.
Yeah, I'm feeling really great. You made me retaliate. Where's the wood and gasoline? Let's burn this nigga at the stake. I'm crazy,
crazy, crazy, crazy.
I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy.
Hell
yeah, I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. I'm really crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. That act is crazy, 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 crazy.
I have no bunghole. You will now make an offering to the almighty bunghole. For I have an albino in my bunghole. That's cool. You must now offer the the bunghole. Yeah, I'm tired. Yeah. Ow.
Let's get out of here, Beavis.
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game payment. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. Westside, West
Take
Coast.
Out.
Bang Out Radio.
The Dagger. Bang Out Radio. LA West Coast all day. Welcome back to Slap Sundays, y'all. Again, if you're here, if you've been here from jump, thanks for being here like always. If you want to get in, call in 661-621-7559. You press 1 to holler at me. Remember, if you want to send any music, set up any kind of interviews, anything like that, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And all y'all independent artists, make sure y'all load up y'all music, y'all profiles, y'all web links and all or whatever on www.bangoutradio.com, all right? Make sure y'all get the website cracking so we can get this going. Chilling, still hanging out with my girl MIA. MIA still in the building?
Still here in the building.
Oh, okay. making sure. So, all right, y'all, let's get to the dumb nigga of the week. And the dumb nigga of the week is, surprisingly, it is me this week, y'all, because I did some dumb shit.
What did you do?
I did some dumb shit this week. Actually, like I said, it's not that I did it per se myself. It's just that I put myself in a situation where I'm kind of stuck responsible
for something. Some dumb shit happened.
Yeah, basically. And I'm stuck responsible for something that I didn't have anything to do with. But basically, my cousin. Now, wait, let me start with that. Now, I've worked hard in a sense to keep my shit together. Like I said, I struggle.
Exactly,
I go through a lot of things myself. But at the same time, you know what I mean? My credit's good. I don't owe a lot of people money. I be on point with my shit because, I mean, it's hard work to keep shit just at least even and simple. So that's what I try to work for. That's what I strive for. Now, some of the people I associate with aren't as put together, as you could say, as I am. So in a sense, I have
what
to help
happened?
out. I have to help out with certain things. So my cousin, okay, now, my cousin, like I said, hard worker, love the man, no homo. This is like my closest cousin. You know, we're close cousins. You know, there's a lot of cousins, but this is my closest cousin to me. You know, we kind of came up together. We kind of stuck together in the family. He needed me to rent a car for him because, again, he doesn't have a bank account or anything. So, you know, when you're trying to rent a car now, if you don't go to no backyard place or whatever, they're going to ask for, like, a credit card, bank number, things like that, because they want to make sure you're responsible.
Yeah, they want everything, for real. Because some people don't even come back with them cars.
Exactly. So that's what they were making sure. So I rented a car out for him. Now, I'm supposed to be the one driving and everything. Like I said, keep in mind, he's not on the paperwork for him to be driving, you know, any of that shit. So if he were to get pulled over in the car, they would just snatch it up, report it stolen, whatever.
They're going to take it, yeah.
Automatically. So luckily none of that happens. But here's what happened. Basically, when the car was due back, instead of taking it back, my cousin would try to rent it out for longer. He would add more money to it or whatever in order to rent it out for longer. He kept adding on to it. Apparently, he missed a couple of payments on renting out the car, but still had the car out and still had it gone. So then that started accumulating already. And then he didn't want to take the car back because in a sense he needed it still. So he was talking about, he kept telling me he was going to put money on it. Come to find out this thing was just kept building. And then something else had transpired where the money he was going to put on it disappeared somehow, or, you know, something happened with it.
So
like,
he wasn't putting money on the car, and he was still just rolling in it.
Hey, exactly.
It's under your name.
Exactly. So just building up, whatever. So
yeah,
now, I'm getting calls like, Mr. Sir, we need you to bring the car back immediately. If you don't bring it back immediately, it's going to go into, we're going to report it stolen. Then it went from them to now I got some car thief person from somewhere talking about, sir, now if you don't, you know, it kept getting worse and worse and worse. And then the whole time I'm trying to hit up my cousin because, again, I'm covering for him because he's not even supposed to be in this motherfucking car.
So I'm covering for him
the whole time trying to be like, yeah, okay, you know, just trying to put people off, not answer the phone and everything. But at the same time, he's not answering the phone for me, and I'm trying to talk to him and figure out what's going on. And he's, like, ducking me, which is not cool.
Yeah, that ain't cool at all. So where is the damn car?
So eventually it finally got taken back. I think it was this Friday, either Friday or first thing Saturday morning. Finally got back. Now, keep in mind, this is what fucks me up. I just got paid this past Thursday. You know, luckily I got all my bills and shit taken care of or whatever, but I had some change that I was going to try to get into some shit either this weekend or next weekend. I had some shit going on.
Okay.
I wake up in the morning and I look at a nigga bank account like, a nigga in the hole, negative $1,700. Negative
$1,700.
My bank account in the hole.
Your bank account?
Why? Because of the over extra charges. See, what he did was he dropped off the car, but he didn't go get the paperwork. He didn't go turn it in. He didn't go do any of that shit or whatever. He didn't go pay for nothing when he turned in the car. The nigga turned in the car and just turned around and walked off and just dropped the car.
No, that ain't right at all. That is crazy. That's to be honest, some dumb shit.
That it. But see, and you see what I'm saying? Because it's fucked up because on one hand, it's like I had like 300 in there just sitting because, like I said, I was about to get turned up. You know, I'll just blow like two of that and then keep one to the next one, you know, or do something or whatever. I was going to do something. I was going to set up with that. They took the 300 that I already had in there, the 200 that I had in my savings account, and I'm still in the negative 1,700. Like,
oh. No. So what are you going to do about that? I mean,
now, this is, now,
but
this
you
got to
pay.
Now, this is where the fucked up thing is. Now, I've talked to my cousin since then, and it's been a fucked up situation. Like I said, my cousin's been going through some shit himself, and I can understand that because we all go through some shit.
So he's putting himself through more stuff by putting you in the hole.
Right, that's what I'm also saying as well, because I feel that he's upset about this going this way or whatever too. So on one hand, it's like I understand, but on the other side, it's like I ain't never owed nobody $1,700. You know what I mean? It's not like when I put people at a negative or if I do something like that, it's not for that this massive amount of money.
And this is the wrong time for that shit to be happening because you know what everybody is waiting on, and that's their taxes.
Exactly.
And Uncle Sam is gonna come get that shit.
and then all my income tax money. This is the first year I was actually gonna probably get some income tax money back, and now just to make sure I don't cover my own losses or whatever, I may have to put up my income tax money just to still break even. Now, on one hand, my cousin told me he was going to hook me up. He was going to do what he could. He was going to shoot me what he could when he can or whatever. But on one hand, I got to wait for that. On the other hand, it's like, what the fuck do I do? If it was anybody else, I would make an ass out of the situation. But I don't even think I would either because I'm one of those people that thinks, it's like, what is that really going to do? I cuss them out. I try to strong arm them or whatever, whatever. Is that going to make the money appear any faster? No, it's not.
No, it's not. For real. So, it's going to make the situation worse.
And this is what fucks me up because I'm always the one, like I said, because I'm so put together, because I got my shit kind of handled or whatever, you know, I look out to help out others. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It felt good to be able to drop my mom like 100, 150, just like, here, Ma, you know, just take that. You know, here you go. You know, it feels good to be able to do that type of shit or whatever. And when my cousin asked me for help, he assured me, you know, like, you know what, cousin, I'm going to handle it, I'm going to take care of it, whoop, or whatever. And this is where we're at now. And yeah, I'm still waiting for him to try to take care of it.
Yeah,
so I'm the dumb nigga for putting my neck on the line or whatever. But at the same time, like I said at the beginning of the show, it's hard for me to say no to people that I know that I care about and know care about.
Well,
me, you know,
now
family.
You learn. Now you know to say no, right? Really, in a situation like that, you got to put your name on something, and it's under your responsibility, and this other person is handling it. Like, nah.
Shit is crazy. Uh-uh. Hold on. Shout out the 956-1127. Hold on, I'm trying to bring you in real quick. Come on, we can get this. Can we get it? Can we get it? Come on. Can we?
Hello?
Yes, there it is. 1127. You got Dagger. What it do?
Hello, my name is Pancho. I'm calling from that auto recovery company.
hey, man. I got it, man. No habla de inglés. No.
I'm just fucking with you, man. my name's J.R. Smooth, man. We're actually tuned in from Texas. We got our own show going down on Blog Talk Radio, man. We're just fucking around with, you know, a variety of people here on Blog Talk, man. You know what I'm saying? Showing some love.
Okay, man. Good looking. What show y'all got going on?
It's called J.R. Smooth Live Mexican Porno.
Wow.
You about to have a group of fans off of this shit right here, man. Because like I said, I got some crazy people listening to my ass over here talking some shit. But
nah, I'm just fucking with you, man. It's a Jasmine Live Radio, man. It's blogtalkradio.com/Jasmine Live. We go on Monday through Thursday at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, and then on Sundays at 12 midnight Central Standard Time. But
okay. Yeah, I was about to say midnight, man. Yeah, how are we on the same line? But yeah, we're going at the same time. Honestly, technically, you kind of competition, but it's okay, man. It's all love over here, too, so it's all good.
I heard y'all topping it up about repoing cars and stuff like that, and I told my co host Cypress, he's from Atlanta. I was like, watch this, I'm going to fuck with him. I'm going to tell him I'm calling him the fucking <call him>.
Nah,
hey, what's up?
That was a real good one, though.
Nah, luckily the motherfuckers got their car back already, so now it's just the motherfucking bank wanting their money back, because they just took the money. That, you know, a fucking bank can take money that's not even there, you know what I mean? That's what they did, so man, that's what's fucked up. So luckily they got their car
hell
back.
Yeah.
That's all I'm worried about. But
you know what? You should have said it was somebody from the bank.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to be ducking my own bank right now. That's where the problem is going to be at. But
this
yeah, just some of the bullshit we get into.
This is 4A Johnson. I'm from the bank.
No, I can't take that call. I can't do it.
Real quick, shout out to y'all, man, for doing y'all's damn thing on the internet, man. And of course, everybody's tuned into your show, and everybody worldwide, everybody in Texas.
Hey man, shout out to Texas, man. I just had one of the homegirls roll out there. Actually, man, like I said, I got a big artist coming out there. Texas is doing it real live, but y'all crazy out there in Texas, though. Let me hold up, man, because y'all be having all the like. Is it real? Is it really true? Like, is this just so easy to get a gun? I heard you can go to like a grocery store and walk out with a gun. Like they got them on the shelf where you can just pick one.
Yeah, dog. Actually, right now we got them water guns 2-for-1.
Nah,
hell nah. Down here in Texas, actually, I think they check out your criminal background. I think it's 5-10 years back or something like that.
Okay. But then y'all penal system is no joke either, though, because y'all execute motherfuckers every 2 weeks then or something. Is that it then or something? Y'all just, man, I'm scared of Texas. I hear too many stories about that.
We're just invaded by a lot of tacos and burritos, but ain't nothing like that.
Hey, what about some Five Guys burgers, though?
What about what?
What about those Five Guys burgers, though? I know you had some of those.
Burgers?
Oh, Five Guys burgers.
Yeah,
oh, that ain't good.
Yeah, burgers.
Y'all hitting the big up there in Texas. They don't know nothing about that.
No. What part of Texas? Are you sure that ain't Mexico or something?
I gotta make sure I go back to get y'all information and everything, because like I said, y'all can plug me in anytime y'all want to. We can plug and do some little vice versa stuff. Because like I said, I got people all through Texas and everything.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, definitely make sure y'all shoot me an email or something. Or what's y'all emails? Actually, go ahead and let people know where they can find y'all show again one more time, just in case, you know. I know, like I said, they can plug into both, but we can get it jacked in across the world.
It's actually Monday through Thursday. JRS, you can tune in to the show actually on the website jrsmoothlive.com. That's J, the letter R, smooth SMOOHH live.com. OOTH live.com, my bad. Monday through Thursday, 10 p.m. Central Standard, and of course Sunday we come on Friday we come on maybe I don't know when these wild ass
whenever.
Sometimes Fridays we come on when these drunk ass people coming home from the club about 2 a.m. Saturday,
I gotta fuck with y'all. I'm gonna fuck with y'all definitely. But I gotta get back into the music,
y'all.
What's up?
Oh, yeah, my bad, though. I'm gonna interrupt you. My name's Cypress, man. I'm co host with JR Smooth Live. I rep the ATL, the new Motown. Get at my homeboy JR Smooth on Facebook, JR Smooth, Cypress Cornwell on Facebook. And, you know what I'm saying? Just get at us, dog. We'll definitely connect your show and our show. You know what I'm saying? Both our shows already run this blocked off shit anyway, so why not connect it?
Yes, sir. We're gonna make it happen. Definitely make it happen. Like I said, y'all call in whenever y'all want to. I'm going to get y'all information so I can check in on y'all show and everything. But I'm going to get back into this music real quick, y'all, with Enough Said, Make It Rain. Bang Out Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
What's up, nigga?
What's happening?
How much is all that right there?
Shit, man. I don't even know. A little something.
Damn, all that in one night?
Man, you already know I was closed down.
Fuck it. Let's blow it all.
They say they make it rain. We make it flood. Shorty grinding on me like we making love. Got a pocket full of paper, nigga, throw it up. Just made a couple racks just for showing up. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, we make it rain.
I got hundreds off my pocket. Spent a couple hundred on the jeans. Rubber bands around them racks. Money bulging out the seams. Yeah, I throw it up in the air. Watch it flip down to the floor. It's like circus of Soleil. The way she slide up and down that pole. She a go-getter, gold digger. Ain't fuck you with no broke. Nigga, better cuff your bitch if you love your bitch. Cause if not, she gon' go with a big king of diamonds. Club play, Sim Stars, Magic City. I don't even see you haters. All I see is ass and titties. Pour some bottles at High Point. Yeah, nigga, we did that. Said she broke with her man, so I broke her off like a Kit Kat. She was lying, fuck her crying. I'll bring her back tomorrow, pussy. I didn't wanna keep it, I was just some ball pussy. Yeah, bitch, I'm ballin'. MVP, Derrick Rose, called a jeweler, Medusa. Now every watch stone is froze. Enough said, cold-hearted, no love of hoes. You would think I was from Harlem, boy, the way I tried to glow. Make it rain, 150, 21s. Me and trash bag, just pick it up. Now tell me who can fuck with us. It's pretty space, thick waist, but let me see you do a trick. Pussy poppin', clap that ass, and let me see you do the flick. They say they make it rain, we make it flood. Shorty grinding on me like we making love. Got a pocket full of paper, nigga, throw it up. Just made a couple racks just for showing up. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, we make it rain. Earn bread every day, I don't need a meal. She get a
feel. I clean my nails on $100 bills. My cup filled, two sips to defeat the spill. Can't complain, pocket change or cover up the bill. Shit, gotta say it, I'm the man, bitch. Long bread, not the $5 sandwich. Been counting dirty money, nigga, every hour. In that white chunky Benz, call it clam chowder. Niggas so sweet, so I got the candy. Any wish you dreamed of, boy, I can grant it. They ask me how I'm doing, I say fine and dandy. Just whipping up a beat to keep you cooking like your granny. Damn, all about my cream, cash rules all. This rap shit is full time, you niggas on call. Fuck a different bitch with the same draw. Then my flow off the wall like handball. Oh, nigga think you hot, but we can smoke the flame. You can lose your heat like Deacon James. Got a major flow, let me bring the pain. Flexing hard, you can see my veins. Can't feel my face, Novocaine. Or niggas says I'm against the grain. Put me on a song, you can never come bang. Bang, bigga, bang, bigga, bigga, bang, bang. Stop.
Okay, running back.
Okay, all this rain on a sunny day, I'ma make the flood get washed away. Yeah, chosen nigga, I'm the only one. And y'all can take a long hike like you in a gun. They say they make it rain, we make it flood. Shorty grinding on me like we making love. Got a pocket full of paper, nigga, throw it up. Just made a couple racks just for showing up. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, we make it rain.
Close my eyes, only to take in the moment. Money on my mind, all that mind blowing. Life will bring you change, so you gotta spend it. And when you got sense, pay attention. Excuse me with that money talking. No more talk is cheap, nigga, you could get to walking. Make it flood while you lame niggas taking droughts. Poppy in the head, your last thought licking out sheets. Dog, this nigga right here really is a beast. Dog, 808s and class is what I feast on. Monster once I get to working. Thoughts, metaphors, lyrics, but I'm steady burping. I'm a motherfucker, hey Pops, how you doing? Everyone raps now, bitch, we making music. Shut your mouth, ho.
Talking down,
50 racks all in one. Now let's go. Catch me in the whip when it comes to a bitch. That nigga like me don't ever trip. Fuck these niggas, they have these niggas. Don't all these niggas be counterfeit. No need for y'all words, call them instrumentals. Mañana mula, so I throw dinero.
They say they make it rain, we make it flood. Shorty grinding on me like we making love. Got a pocket full of paper, nigga, throw it up. Just made a couple racks just for showing up. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, we make it rain.
Strapped off. Hopping out the cut, dog. 87 rag top. Triple gold Dayton's on that bitch. I took the dubs off. County swinging through the turf. Me and Cass, nigga. Cadillac the big Zack. Count sacks, nigga. Riding round strap. Thing, thing in my lap, nigga. Fuck a stash. Fuck some shell shock in that sack, nigga. Blue LA fitted to the back, nigga. That nigga. Straight asshole to these hoes. I'm a Mac, nigga. Pocket full of sacks, nigga. Rider with the jack, nigga. Riding round strap, nigga. Where them niggas at, nigga? Introduce him to the semi, now get the fuck out of Dodge. Like you hopping out the Hemi, I'm simply the wrong nigga to play with. So don't tip me, them chrome guns come out. Niggas be hopping on they 10 speed Cadillac, yeah, where these niggas at? Yeah, I'm about to bust on these niggas. Pass me the strap.
I'm in the SS, dipping through the SS. Yes, I'm fresh, Franklin cargo with a slingshot on my chest. I don't see Walker, me walk, I G-stack, G-shit, boss like that. See niggas floss, got cross like that. Ran up in her back, hit the 91 wet. Hub City down to smoke with Tri-Star, bitch, we choking on pounds. Me, I'm from the Annas, my angel pack. Black like those doses, y'all know I'm strapped. Rapping A&A's with them gangsters at. Head stage be at, Watergate be at. Nud Hood, Shelly Street, Bandale be at. But I'm a G74, y'all know I'm strapped. I fuck with Tri-Civil, bitch, we got the plug. Cadillac, say folk, try past that bud.
Nigga, pass that gun, pass that clip, nigga, pass that gun. You know I'm
only nigga to play with Top Gun.
And I'm top flight. I shine so bright like a fresh pair of nights, a fresh Cali night. I'm laughing at you pussy ass niggas wanna fight. I got a 4-5 in the light up your life like
every other place we go. We got about 100 bitches at our show. And after that, 100 bitches knocking at our door. Tryna take us down cause they know we got dope.
Yeah. And we riding strap shit. And I'm eyeing my rear view mirror. Got the 4-5 under the mat.
Fantasy.
Dumb, especially something that I can get away with
in my city. You know, that's
yeah, and you definitely don't want to go to nobody else's city and get arrested and, you know, having to wait in their cells, and it's all bad.
All bad.
You're supposed to be enjoying yourself, turned up, partying, you know, getting ready for smoke session, you feel me, so...
But that's why I want to make sure wherever I got to make sure wherever I go travel, whenever I go visit some place or something, there will always be somebody there that can show me, like, man, what's the laws? What's, because I'm not just going to go no place and not have, like, you know, my own little tour guide or something like that, or somebody that knows the area. I'm not just going to go out there and just go, because like I said, I'm going to need my weed. I'm going to need maybe some pharmaceuticals. I'm going to need a few things, so I got to make sure I talk to the right people so I can get the right connections and the right hookups.
Yeah,
that's just how I am.
You
I'm
are
sorry.
Out there, yeah. Because you definitely ain't taking it on no trip.
Yeah, you can't take it on the plane. Definitely don't want that hassle. Definitely don't want that fucking bullshit in trouble.
And
I would drive.
That's what they looking.
And I would drive if my car could make it a car. That's what I really will do most likely. If I ever get really just stupid, dumb, rich and everything, and I get that type of money, I may not fly everywhere unless it's overseas. I may just drive everywhere, you know, get the
you
little
You know
bun.
What, Dagger, that's what we're going to have to actually do. What we're going to do is we're going to take a video camera and we're just going to have our own, you know, little road trip and
that's
little experience and fun.
Saying,
and we're going to show people
DVD.
How we do it.
Here's,
like, this is how we are.
And here's what it would be. I would like to call it the Hyphy Tour. If I ever go on tour or if anybody's out there that wanted any independent artist, listen to me. Please don't take my idea. At least add me on to the tour if it goes down. But listen, it'll be popping. We're going to call it the Hyphy Tour. Now, here's what happens. It starts in L.A. We do some shows out here, woo-woo. And then as we go from L.A. to New York or Florida, one or the other. We got to go from the West Coast to the East Coast. Now, what we do is every city that we stop in that we got a show in, now, whoever – now, this is – now keep in mind, this is if I'm balling and I'm rich. We already got the tour bus. That's what's going to be going. But anybody who comes along with us, we will pay for your gas. That's all you get is your gas paid for. Mm-hmm. I'm about paying for all y'all other
shit. We don't drive in New York. All right.
and record the whole thing. But here's what I'm saying. As we stop in each city, we may lose some people, but we may gain some people. You know, it's about who can roll on the hype train from L.A. to New York. Who can hang all the way? And I'm paying for your gas. I'll pay for your gas. That's all I'm paying for, though.
So we just going to be rolling deep all the way, carpooling.
All the way to fucking, like I said,
all
we'll pick
the
up.
Way to motherfucking NY. You feel me? They took that shit.
And then we'll see who, like I said, we'll see who can make it and who can't. We may pick up some people in one city, drop them off in the next city, because then we're doing shows all along the way. You know what I mean? Meeting up with people and everything. But eventually we make it all the way to New York. But eventually we make it all the way to New York and we record all the antics. That'll be our own little personal reality show. We record all the
and you know,
in
you know
cities.
My camera happy self, so for real.
Exactly. We don't need
I'm
to
taking
hide
every
production.
Shot
of
everything.
We'll
do
it
all.
I'll be doing West Coast Wednesdays and Slap Sundays live on the road as we go on. You know what I mean? It'll be cracking.
And
I'm
gonna, you know, we're gonna get makeovers and all kind of stuff like that. You know, as we have our models, we're gonna really do it big.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I'll make sure we roll through the cities where we already got connects, you know, Aston Martin, Dopey, you know what I mean? People
definitely
that already fuck with Lions Den. You know, we're gonna make sure we stop in they cities specifically. You know, Chunks, we're gonna go through Vegas. I mean, it'll be cracking. I think
they'll love that. I think they'll love that. Ashton, Dopian, you know, everybody who's listening, all the listeners and everything. That's gonna be a blast. I can't wait till we get it started.
Like, yeah, I'm saying, y'all,
don't,
y'all can't never say this is Dagger 11 lookout for nobody, y'all. So they better hope I never get no kind of record deal, no kind of record contract. They better know if I hope I don't never get no kind of money, ever, ever, ever. Because like I said, I already care too much about those that I know care about me. And especially when it comes down to this music thing, shit, niggas, and if I can get turned up and do music at the same time, oh, man, I'm in heaven. I don't got nothing else to worry about.
For
and
real.
I'm straight. That's all I need. That's all I need to be happy, and that's all I wouldn't want to be happy. So, like I said, if anybody takes my idea, if anybody want to try to put something together, like I said, hit me up, because that'll be some shit. We can go left to right, and then fuck it, and then I'll maybe fly back. I may be too tired to drive back. We'll see. I don't know. It depends on how I feel. But the hyphy train from the West Coast to the East Coast, all independent artists, and we do shows in each city on the way. And then I think it'll be popping. I think it'll be a good idea.
Yeah, and anything can happen. Anything can go down.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you pack your Trojans and your liquor and all, you know, that
make
good
sure,
stuff.
Make
and
sure your truck is full. Make sure your
truck
is full.
Don't come back talking shit.
Because, like I said, we will not be responsible for lost or stolen
items. We're not
items, you know what I mean? We're not responsible. All I'm responsible for is your
we're
dad.
We're adults. So you know, we having fun. We just, you know, trying to show love and support, you know, to all the artists out there. You know how we're doing it big. You know how you're doing it big with the radio station. And I know Topaz, she's gonna love that. So
like I said, we're gonna try to get something together, y'all. We, like I said, it's a big year. We got a lot of things going on, and we're gonna get a lot of things going. But right now, we're gonna get into the smoke session before we get out of here this week. All right. So make sure y'all got y'all blunts, y'all zigzags, everything ready to go, because we're going to let the Cash Addict start it off with Let's Smoke. Let's go. Smoke session.
Hey, bro. What's up? What's up with the bro, nigga? Hey, get that nigga Randy Third up, nigga. You know the team in the back. All right. I got a dub for the flight, nigga. Speaking of flight, TSB. Theato. Let's smoke. AJ rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed. Let's smoke. AJ rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. I want two. She want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey. CA, motherfucker, look. On the block blowing trees like a Mexican. Inked up in the swag nice like a reverend. Let me get stacked up. Cush never stressed me, and a bitch only for the neck like a necklace. Get her hot, now she wanna touch, affectionate. Heat it up, make her turn red, embarrassment. Left bitch, looking for the green, cannabis. Burn the tuck, leave full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with. Blowing trees, M.O.B., etc. Hitting up the homie, cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box. Get a check, kinda like convertible, top nut. Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day, but that don't mean I can't smoke weed.
Pass me the swisher, nigga. Love.
Got weed, yes. Let's smoke. AJ rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, yes. Let's smoke. AJ rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week.
Hey.
See, nigga. She ate, bro.
King hat shades black trying shit to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like the leprosy. Eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me. Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some oat, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck papers, it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an action. Loud packing the pistol, what she saying sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her skin, but yellow green like a roster. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to hear it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's
got weed, let's smoke. AJ rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. AJ rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey.
Was out of LAX. My weapon of choice was platinum, American Express. I can't express the anticipation, ridiculous blazing. A super glow, I'm a gram after gram in Amsterdam. I'm starring in my own movie and everybody's a cameraman. But I don't want the Starbucks or Folgers. I told ya, I'm looking strictly for Sticky Doja. Myself, a weed heavyweight, a connoisseur. I love it to smell like. On the menu, to my amazement, was like 10 kinds of weed to put you on the pavement. Immediate engagement of lips to blunt. You need a dish to fool in the kitchen with your bum. It's not a foot, but a Mary Jane utopia. The room is spinning, and I can't stop grinning. Damn, damn. It was the Amsterdam. Oh, damn. The damn Amsterdam. It was the Amsterdam. Man, I'm trying to stay cool, but I don't know if I can. The damn
y'all. They got me fading, y'all.
Back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bag out ready. About to call it another week. Like I said, I swear I need more time, man. That 2 hours seemed like it just went like that. Like I just snapped my fingers and we're already to the end of it. So I want to thank MIA for hanging out with me today. Hold on, let me get her back in here real quick. Come on, there she is. MIA, any goodbyes, shout out to anybody, anything you want to say to anybody real quick?
I just want to give a shout out, you know, to Bang Out Radio and everybody who called in, you know, showing that support, and we definitely gonna get it popping. You know, I had fun last night. Shout out to everybody I seen last night. You know, Topaz and all the music artists that's sending in their music.
There it is, y'all. So thank you always. I want to say the same thing. Like I said, all independent artists, make sure I get y'all slappers, y'all hood knockers. Make sure I get y'all R&B cats and everything, too. Or y'all get the female tracks for West Coast Wednesdays. Hub Nights, all right, every Wednesday, 9 to 11 o'clock West Coast time. All right, make sure if you want to send in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. You can catch me on Facebook at the same thing. Yahoo, Twitter, I don't got Twitter. No tweeting for me. But Yahoo, Uvus, you want to get on Xbox Live and get your ass whipped, Dagger MF, we can get you on there. Anything goes down, so... Like I said, y'all, make sure y'all check out the website, www.iaamawards.com. Make sure y'all go vote for y'all independent artists. Make sure y'all get it popping. So let's see. Tomorrow, make sure y'all tune in to Steady Grinding, all right, and Jay Patton, Grind Network, Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, I'll be back with West Coast Wednesdays. Replay Thursdays with the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey. Banging That Fire Friday, Topaz Lachey. Sexy Amanda G. Sexy Saturdays. And then right back here next week on Slap Sundays again, 7 to 9 West Coast time. We'll see y'all next week, all right? We're going to ride out with Ice Over the Chemist. Fight. Let's roll.
Knowledge is missing, and I'm still fish yet. Can't move ahead if you don't know your beginning.
No.
Government holds truth, ask for permission.
Why?
Even though it's ours, we shouldn't have to ask. Don't get kept, the more it will hold us back. Lives taken and destroyed from leaders who run the flag. Stealing from my pockets for overpriced gas. Can't protest alone, am I the only one mad? It's like they get in the way with murder and they have.
What?
Naive Americans distracted by fads. For all we want, separated in different class. You can still be weak and hold the facts. Millions on campaigns to lose due to math. You can't, cause now they dumb it down the minds. Next step is to dumb down the eyes. To kill, men start dumbing down the lies.
I know I'm blessed when I'm feeling low. I know I'm rich and they really pose. Don't let them break my scroll. Activists fighting through music, I play the role. Won't stop till every line is untold. put your fist up. Fight, brother. Put your fist up. Fight, sister. Put your fist up. Fight, everybody. Put your fist up.
Media brings attention to cases of celebrities. Never shine light on human realities. Now, if it's about gossip, they got every fact. If it's not, they hold it and keep us off track. There's a problem. The motto ain't got we trust. That's all we can do. Living with these corporate thugs. Anti-new age, how many that run with us? Burn eternity when your time is up. If you partake of the anti-Christ deal, would it be a fake if Christ wasn't real? Tell me what you think you know. I know how I feel. Put your hands behind your back. Trust, I know the deal. Keep my head high when lurking this battlefield. Angels around me, no need for a shield. Keep the thought on my mind, it's lost so serene. Take heed to these words, this is what I preach.
I know I'm blessed when I'm feeling low. I know I'm rich and they really pose. Don't let them break my stroll. Activists fighting through music, I play the role. Won't stop till every line is untold. Put your fist up, fight, brother. Put your fist up, fight, sister. Put your fist up, fight, everybody. Put your fist up.